Joined here right now with Coach Brian Gentry here in the post game. Coach, congratulations. I don't know what you said to the team at halftime, but man, it sure worked in the second half.
It did. Yeah, that was fun. The switch to the zone was surprisingly, it was impressive. We haven't worked on an ounce of that since late or early December. So for them to come out and execute in that way was pretty impressive for those guys. And it really led to us in transition, and we got rolling there. So I was extremely proud of those guys for executing that defense when we haven't really worked on it.
Then you have to look back and be like, man, first half, Goodland cannot miss from downtown. And some of them are wide open shots, but you guys also made that adjustment to guard the perimeter better in the second half.
Yeah, the zone will help us with that because we don't have to mess around with their back cuts and their slip screens and all that stuff. So going to that zone, it frees up our defenders and frees up the guards to not have to think as much. We still have to get better with those with those ways that we're guarding those things. Whether it's a down screen and a slip coming off a stagger, whatever it is, we have to be better in that way. But yeah, they were hot and you still got to knock them down regardless if you're wide open or not. And they were doing that. And we weren't doing a very good job on their ball screens and dribble handoffs. We couldn't get a hedge out there. So they were just able to dump it down in there. But the zone in the second half was pretty good. Cause even when we didn't get a deflection, if they got into the paint, we still had our two bigs just sitting there. So now you got to shoot over the top of them. And not to name names or anything, but a number of our guys, probably had the game of their lives just defensively. We don't talk a lot about our team being, spectacular defenders. And I thought tonight in that second half especially, they really got active and got after it and really competed on the boards. And, Ronnie there at the very beginning of the third quarter was everywhere. And then Carter was, throughout the game, and him being sick tonight, he came in and really gave us a boost. He was able to, finish a couple of times down there, which was good to see, and just a lot of good things. Austin and Lawson and Dylan, like all those guys, they were just very, very active on defense, and it led to the offense in that second half. Hopefully we get Dylan's, we don't know what's wrong with him. He got that knee and his leg blew up like crazy, so we'll have to hope the ice makes the swelling go down. Maybe it's just a little blood in there, but a lot of those guys, they played extremely well, and we kind of tightened up the rotation because, when you go on runs like that, you're not about to, change it up and mess it up. So extremely proud of those guys tonight.
Well, just even the balance of what you guys are doing, you guys coming in, you could just see from the word go that you guys wanted to pound in the paint. You did so. And then you couple that with players driving into the basket, your guards doing that as well and taking it to the rack, just what you wanted to do. And it worked well tonight.
It did. And a lot of that is, mm-hmm. Once you do get it down to those post players, it becomes, and it's that obvious that that's what we're doing. It opens up some things, and the way that they guard it gives some of our guys the opportunity to drive baseline when they're icing ball screens and such. But, I thought they took advantage of what, the defense gave them, especially in the second half. A lot of good things in that second half. It was just, it was an extremely good half for us and very, very proud of those guys for doing it. The end of the game was big for us just from the fact of we need to learn how to play with a lead and run the clock. And we shot a three, up 26 with, 3.5 minutes left. We call a timeout to talk about it and tell them, we just want to work the offense and run the clock. Because we've been in these situations, every game where, except for one where we've had a lead in the fourth quarter and we found a way to kind of get in our own way. And so tonight, they came out and I think we, just kind of stalled and ran through our offense and just kind of kept the clock moving. So those are things that we got to get better at. You've got to learn how to play with the lead and how to execute and finish down the stretch.
Well, a couple of days to get ready for a pretty good Hugoton team coming into town on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be fun. Get Trey back and Scott.
That'll
be fun for him, I'm sure. And he'll be looking forward to it. And he's got a good ball team. They got some young guards that are very good with the ball in their hands. They're dangerous. They got some bigs that work really hard. So it'll be a good test. See where we're at. See where they're at. But tonight was about getting another league, a league win, and and we were able to accomplish that.
Coach Brian Gentry joining me post-game. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.